Morning.
早上好。
Let's come together to the Lord and pray together.
让我们一起在神的面前，让我们一起祷告。
Father, it is our privilege to come to give you our worship.
亲爱的神，父神，我们是何等的蒙福来到你面前，一起敬拜。
The song we just sang said, "You are the one that we adore."
刚刚的敬拜诗当中唱的，你是那一位我们真正盼望渴慕的。
Yes, it is good to see each other here.
非常好，能看到我们每一位在这里。
But the one who we want to meet with the most is you, God.
那我们心里真正想要遇到的那一位是主，是神。
We want you to feel the most honored.
让你感到你是我们心中最为荣耀的那一位。
We hope that you know that you are the center here.
我们也盼望神，你知道你是我们敬拜的中心。
And when you desire to speak to our hearts from your word, I pray that you would find hearts that are ready to listen to your voice and to take heed and to obey.
主啊，你是那么的高兴，看到我们的心已经做好了准备，要接受你让我们要从你的话语中得到的信息。
So Father, we give this time to you.
神啊，我们把这段时间恭敬仰望在你的手中。
We honor you.
我们荣耀你。
We lift up the name of Jesus.
我们高举主耶稣基督。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So when I was a child,
当我是一个还是个小孩子的时候
I don't remember why, but I was sent to Taiwan for a summer.
我也不知道是什么原因，但是暑假的时候我就被送到台湾去了。
And my grandmother, my 奶奶，
长老的奶奶。
Took me to summer school every day.
那张老的奶奶每一天呢就带他去这个暑期班。
She said it's going to be so great.
奶奶说，哎呀，这是太好玩了那个地方。
But it wasn't.
但是没那么好玩。
Because it's very different from school in the U.S.
其实那个学校呢和在我在美国上的学校差别很大。
The only thing I liked about it is for lunch you eat Chinese food.
我最喜欢的是午餐的时候有很好吃的中式的午餐。
But very different from America.
那和我在美国的学校差别特别大。
See, in America, the teachers want you to think creatively.
那在美国的时候老师呢希望你这个思维呢有创造性。
They like for you to share what you're thinking.
老师也盼望你可以在同学当中分享你的想法。
So I wanted to share what I was thinking a lot.
所以我在课堂上我就很喜欢分享我在想什么。
But in Taiwan, they punish you a lot.
在台湾的时候他们就是很严格的这个批评你。
So I remember the first time I'm trying to express myself,
我记得有一次我正好想把我的想法表达出来。
I had to stand in front of the whole class.
我要站在全班同学的面前。
Hold out my hand.
把我的手伸出来。
And the teacher will use a stick to hit my hand. Public punishment and humiliation.
老师就拿教鞭打了我的手，在这个大家面前非常的让人难为情。
Every morning we would have to line up and go outside.
每天早晨我们就排队走到外边。
And we have to turn to the Taiwan flag.
那我们就每个人都要向着那个面向那个台湾的国旗。
And you have to sing the Taiwan national anthem.
那我们每天早晨都要唱台湾的国歌。
And of course, being a boy from America,
那当然我是从美国来的。
I don't know Taiwan's national anthem.
我不知道国歌怎么唱。
So I would just like make up words.
张老就自己瞎编乱造一通。
And then there's a group of boys. That every morning would point and laugh at me.
那每天早晨就有 一小群男孩子，他们就是对长老指指点点，还嘲笑他。
How am I supposed to know the Taiwan national anthem?
那我怎么会知道台湾国歌怎么唱
？I just remember the first line, 咱民族一 or something. I don't even know.
长老说第一行三民主义。
But every time these boys would look at me and point and kind of snicker at me.
哎呀，那一群男孩每天早晨都是对我指指点点，总是笑我。
So one time as we're walking back to class and they were kind of going the other way, I kind of pushed them like that. I pushed one of them like that.
有一天早晨他们就是往那个往教室走的时候，我趁他不注意，把其中就一个男孩就狠狠推了一把。
I wanted to get into some action with them.
我心里很不舒服，觉得好像要跟他们要有一点肢体上的冲突。
Let me show you what we do in America.
让我给你展示一下，在美国我们都是怎么处理的。老师看见了。
She told me to come to the front of the classroom.
老师说你出来，出来，站在大家的前面。
Hold out your hand.
把你的手伸出来。
And she proceeded to hit my hand in front of the whole class.
她就是在全班的面前打了我的手。
And I'm like, how am I supposed to know Taiwan's national anthem?
那我怎么能知道台湾的国歌怎么唱呢
？I'm an American boy.
我是一个美国的小男孩。
I didn't even really know I was Chinese.
我没有意识到我是个中国人。
I'm an American citizen.
我是美国的公民。
This is not right.
这就不对。
There's another brother that I know who was doing missions work in China.
那我认识一位弟兄，那他在中国做宣教的工作。
He was born in China.
那他是在大陆出生的。
He was raised in Taiwan.
那他在台湾长大。
Came to America for high school.
到了美国来上高中。
Went to college in America.
在美国上了大学。
Got a job in America.
在美国工作。
Lived half his life at that point in America.
那他一生中一半时间都在美国度过。
So when he was bringing the gospel to China,
那他到中国大陆去传福音的时候，
some people asked him about his background.
那有一些的人就问一下他的背景。
Because he lived in so many different countries.
因为他在很多的国家都生活过。
And they asked him, "Where do you consider your citizenship?"
那他们就问他，那你觉得你到底是哪个地方的公民呢？
And he thought about it.
那他就思考了这个问题。
And he smiled.
他笑了。
And he said, "I am a citizen of heaven."
那他的回答就是，我是天国的公民。
Let's read our verse today, Philippians chapter 3, verse 20.
那一起让我们来读今天的经文，腓立比书三章二十节。
Ready, one, two, three. But our citizenship is in heaven.
公民。
And from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
In the Bible,
在圣经中
God wants to remind us over and over again.
那神是一次又一次的提醒我们
that we are citizens of heaven.
我们是天上的公民。
We are citizens of God's kingdom.
那我们是神国度里的公民。
God wants to remind you and me.
那神要提醒你和我。
That this world is not our home.
这个世界不是我们的家。
This time that we have here is a very, very short time.
那我们在地上的时间是特别特别短的。
Our permanent location,
那我们最终极的居所
is not here.
不是在地上。
So our mindset,
那我们的思想，我们的
our perspective,
那我们的这个心思意念，我们的观点
and our attitude in the way we live,
那我们这个态度对于我们该如何生活
needs to be adjusted.
我们需要被调整。
Because sometimes we value too much our life here.
那因为有的时候我们真的是太看重地上的生活。
And when we value too much our life here,
当我们太过看重我们在地上的生活的时候，
then our treasure is here.
那我们的宝贝就在地上。
But the scripture tells us that our treasure is where? Our treasure is in heaven.
那经文中告诉我们，我们的宝贝在什么地方？我们的宝贝在天上。
So we need to value heavenly things more than we value things here.
那我们更应该看重天上的事，而不是地上的事。
There's another couple.
啊，还有另外一对夫妇，我认识。
I've shared this with the Chinese group before.
啊，我以前和我们的中文团契的弟兄姐妹分享过。
They're from another country.
他们从另外一个国家来。
They brought their children here.
他们把他们的孩子也带来。
Their children went to high school and college here.
他们的孩子在这边上了高中、大学。
But this couple shared.
那这一对夫妇他分享到
For all the years that they have been in America, it's been hard.
他说他们在美国的这么多年，他们觉得生活非常的艰难。
They said we are immigrants.
那我们是移民。
We came for our children to have a better life.
我们来这儿主要是为了让我们的孩子有更好的未来。
We want our children to have a better future.
那我希望我们的孩子在美国有更好的这个未来。
We don't know the laws very well here.
我们不太了解这个地方的法律。
We don't know the system of America.
我们也不太清楚美国这个国家的这个系统是怎么运作的。
We don't really have a smooth life.
那我们的生活也过得不是那么平顺。
We live in a small house.
我们住在一个小房子里。
It's not a very good neighborhood.
我们住的这个周围的居住环境也不是特别好。
We're afraid to talk to our neighbors.
我们都不太敢跟周围的邻居讲话。
So we live very quietly in our house.
所以我们就很安静的就在我们自己的小家里面。
So it's not really an easy life.
那就不是非常一个容易的一个生活。
And then they said, it's okay.
但是还是可以。
Our life here is not so good, but it's okay.
我们在美国的生活虽然不是那么好，但是也还可以。
They said, 没问题。
没问题。
They said, because in our home country,
因为我知道在我们这个来的我们自己的国家里面
we have not sold our house.
我们房子都还没有卖。
We're going to be going back soon.
我们还是要搬回去的。
See, although I didn't know them well,
当然我对他们不是特别的了解。
I learned something important from them.
那我从他们身上学习到一个重要的功课。
They knew that they were only temporarily here.
那他们知道他们在美国只是短暂的，暂时的。
And they were looking forward to going home.
那他们最终还是要回到自己的家。
Peter says in 1 Peter 2:11,
那彼得在彼得前书一章十二节说
He says, Beloved, I urge you as sojourners, as exiles.
他说亲爱的 There's an opposite.
你们是寄居的。
你们是寄居的，你们是暂居的。
He calls us sojourners.
他叫我们是寄居者。
In another translation, he says you are temporary residents.
那另外一个翻译就是我们是暂住的。
A sojourner is someone who lives in a land of a people that is not their own.
那寄居的就是说他们住的这一片土地不是他们自己的。
You are living among a people that are not your own people.
那你住的这一群人当中，他们也不是你的，和你一样的人。
So when God says that we are sojourners,
当神说你们是寄居者时
，it means that we are to live with a very, very different mindset.
那神的意思就是说，我们要有一个不同的这个心思意念。
So how should our mindset be very, very different?
那我们的心思意念该是如何的不一样呢
？Well, number one, we want to value spiritual strength over physical strength.
那我们第一点就是说，我们要看重属灵的这个力量，超过于这个肉体的能力。
Turn with me to 2 Corinthians 4:16.
那我们翻到圣经是哥林多后书。
第四章十六节。
四章十六节。
He says, therefore, we do not lose heart.
他说，因此我们不要丧胆。
Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day.
我们外面的人虽然渐渐朽坏，但里面的人却日日更新。
For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison.
因为我们短暂轻微的患难是要为我们成就极大无比永远的荣耀。
As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen.
我们所顾念的不是看得见的，而是看不见的。
For the things that are seen are transient, temporary, but the things that are unseen are eternal.
因为看得见的是暂时的，看不见的是永远的。
He says, therefore we do not lose heart.
他说，所以我们并不丧胆。
What does it mean to lose heart?
那不丧胆是什么意思呢？
The original word here means to be discouraged.
那原来的意思就是我们不沮丧。
It means to lose your boldness, your courage.
就是我们失去了胆量，失去了勇气。
I think all of us in different times feel discouraged.
那我想我们每一个人可能在不同的时候都是觉得很沮丧。
I think at some points we all lose heart.
有的时候我们都会有这个丧胆的这种感受。
And some of us may be feeling this way today.
那有些可能在我们当中的弟兄姐妹今天就有感觉到有丧胆的这种心态。
Then how can Paul say, therefore we do not lose heart?
那为什么保罗说，所以我们不要丧胆呢？
How is that?
我们怎么做呢?
Well, we keep reading in verse 16. He says, though outwardly we are wasting away.
那十六节说，我们外面的人虽然渐渐朽坏。
Yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
那里面的人我们却日日更新。
During my last year of cancer treatment,
那在我过去一年这个癌症的治疗的期间
，There were times, many times when I wasn't feeling very well.
那有的时候其实是很多的时候，我都觉得身体很不舒服。
I know Bex and sometimes the kids could tell that something was wrong.
那有的时候 Bex 师母还有甚至是孩子们都能看得出来我不太好。
Because I was feeling like I was suffering.
那长老真的是在那地方非常非常的难受。
Sometimes I couldn't sleep well at night.
晚上睡不着觉。
I would feel nausea.
非常的恶心。
Couldn't move well.
也不能够行动不。
And when your body doesn't feel well, it affects your mind.
那你的身体非常不舒服的时候，其实你的心智也是不是很清楚。
When your circumstances are not good, it affects your mood.
那你的这个身体不好的时候，你的情绪也有受影响。
But I remember what the scripture tells us in James chapter 5.
那雅各书第五章有一节经文这样讲
That whenever you're in difficulty, whenever you're in suffering, you can pray.
当你在难处的时候受苦困苦的时候你可以祷告
So I would just immediately go to prayer.
那我马上就开始祷告
And as I pray,
我祷告的时候
I love to remember who God is.
那我就是想要想谁是神。
I would love to remind myself that my God is such an amazing God.
那我就是非常的提醒我自己让我想到我们的神是一位奇妙的神。
That God is so good.
那神是那么的美善。
That God is so faithful.
神是那么的信实。
That God is so full of mercy.
神是充满了恩慈的。
That God is a compassionate God.
神是充满怜悯的神。
And the more I think about the goodness of God,
那我更多的想起神有这么多 美善的
品质。 A smile would always come across my face.
那我的脸上立刻挂满了笑容。
You see, in every circumstance, you can give thanks to God.
你知道，在任何的情况下，我们都可以向神献上感谢。
That's what God tells us to do.
那也是神让我们去做的事情。
I didn't thank God that I was suffering.
我没有感谢神，是因为我的我没有感谢神，我在受苦。
But I could thank God for who He is.
那我感谢神，是因为他是谁。
You see, my physical world was in distress.
那我的肉体是确实是在受苦。
My circumstances are falling apart.
那我的环境也不是那么的好。
But my inner man was being renewed day by day.
但是我里面的人确实日日更新。
What is God teaching us through this?
那神要透过这些来教导我们些什么呢？
God is teaching us that He values the spiritual over the physical.
那神他更看重的是属灵而非肉体。
He's showing us that He places a high value on our inner person.
那神非常看重我们内里的人。
Our spirit.
那我们的灵命。
So if God places a high value on our inner person,
那神是那么的看重我们里面的灵命。
Then we need to place a high value on the inner person.
那我们自己也应该非常的看重我们里面的人，里面的灵命。
You may be facing decaying and distressing circumstances.
那也许我们正当面对的是非常困难的这种情况。
Everything in this world that has been affected by sin is decaying.
那这个世界上被罪的影响，所以是有很多的破坏。
But you can ask God and say, God, I want to be renewed inwardly.
那我们可以向神求主，让我们内里边的人日日更新。
God says that He can renew you day by day.
那神说他可以让我们里面的人日日更新。
When you have that bad day,
当你有一天过的那一天非常不好
的时候， before you go to bed,
在你睡觉之前，
you can say, God, renew me tomorrow.
神呐，求你更新我。
Because the Bible says you will renew me.Day by day.
因为在圣经里面，你告诉我你会日日更新我。
Oftentimes I pray right before I go to sleep, Your mercies are new, what? Every morning.
那每天晚上我在睡觉之前，我会向神祷告，因为神每一天的，
你的 mercy,
你的怜悯。
This is a Bible passage. What is it?你的什么？
怜悯，更新我。
每一天
更新我。每一天早晨都是新的。
Every morning.
每天早晨。
That's why we got to memorize God's word. Yeah, memorize that scripture. Before I go to sleep, when I don't feel good.
那我睡觉前，如果我觉得不是那么。
You may not feel good.
可能你是觉得非常的不太好。
You may have pressures.
你觉得有好大的压力。
You might feel like you failed that day.
哎呀，我今天过得非常的失败。
You may feel that today was too hard.
你觉得今天过得太艰难了。
Today I messed up.
今天我做了太多错事。
But you can say, tomorrow morning there will be new mercies for me.
Yeah.那我会说明天又是新的一天。
God, you will have new mercy for me.
神哪，你有新的怜悯给我。
Tomorrow.
明天。
You can say that.
你可以那么说。
And you can say, make me new again.
让我更新，重新更新。
Give me a new start tomorrow.
明天又是新的一天，给我一个新的开始。
My situation may not change.
那我的环境可能没有什么变化。
My circumstance may not change.
我遇到的境况可能也没什么改变。
My sickness may not change.
可能我的病也没什么好转。
But you can renew me inside.
你可以让我的内里更新。
Every morning.
每天早晨新的更新。
So, if we are citizens of God's kingdom,
如果我们是天国的公民,
your goal is not to look for physical strength.
那我们所寻求的不是啊，我们身体的，我们肉体的强健。
When God can give you spiritual strength.
那神给我们的是内里的，我们属灵的强健。
Amen.
Amen.
It's not that God doesn't care about our physical bodies.
那也不是说神不啊，根本不介意我们这个身体的
损坏。God does care about our physical bodies.
那神是关心我们身体的。
God does care about this physical world.
那神也是关心这个整个的世界。
Because He promised one day we will have new physical bodies.
那神应许说有一天我们会有新的身体。
When I was young, I was like Ethan.
我小的时候我就像 Ethan 一样。
Ethan works out every day.
Ethan 每天早晨都要锻炼身体。
Ask him to look, show us your muscles, buddy.
让 Ethan 显示一下他的肌肉。
Even the girls say Ethan's cut. Six pack.
那我们的这个啊，我们的小姐妹都说 Ethan 都练出很多了，好几块的肌肉。
Ooh, 他好热。
他好热。
He's hot. I used to have a six-pack like Ethan.
我年轻的时候我也有这六块腹肌。
Now I have a one-pack.
我现在只有一大块腹肌了。
But God will give me a new body.
那神会给我一个新的身体。
Cancer destroyed my brain.
那癌症把我的大脑给搞破坏。
I have a piece of my brain about this big that is missing.
那我的大脑大概有这么大一块已经不见了。
I'm not as smart as you guys right now.
我现在根本就不像大家这么聪明。
But one day I will have a full brain again.
有一天我的大脑就会完全的。
God loves the world He created.
那神爱这个他所创造的世界。
But the world has been corrupted and is decaying because of sin.
因为罪的缘故，这个世界已经是破坏了。
One day, God's promise, He will make a new heaven and a new earth.
那神应许有一天他会创造一个新天新地。
But our time right now is very short.
我们现在在地上的时间是很短暂的。
For our light and momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison.
因为我们短暂至轻的患难是要为我们成就极大无比永远的荣耀。
I have to read this version because I didn't memorize it in this version.
我要把这一段记下，这一段有点是这个新的这个版本。
Verse 18 says, "For we fix our eyes."
那十八节说，我们所顾念的。
We fix our eyes on the things that are unseen, not the things that are seen.
我们所顾念的不是看得见的，而是看不见的。
For the things that are seen are temporary.
因为看得见的是暂时的。
But what is unseen is forever eternal.
那看不见的是永远的。
So we are citizens of heaven.
那我们是天国的公民。
Let's all say that together.
让我们一起来说。
Say it to someone next to you, I am a citizen of heaven.
那向你旁边的人说，
我是天国的公民。Learn Chinese this morning.
今天早晨学中文。
我是天国的公民。
我是天国的公民。
But you have to really be.
但是你确定你一定要是。
Because you have to have put your faith in Jesus.
因为要把我们的信仰。
You have to put your trust in Jesus.
我们的信心是在主耶稣基督身上。
So if you are in Jesus, you are a citizen of heaven.
我们信主耶稣基督的，我们就是天国的公民。
So if you haven't put your faith in Jesus, you can say 我还不是天国的公民，可是我希望有一天我是 ，right? You can say, you know what? I'm not a citizen today, but I hope that I can place my faith in Jesus.
那我们可以说，虽然我现在还不是天国的公民，但是盼望有一天，我信主耶稣基督，我就是天国的公民。
If you are a citizen of heaven,
如果你是天国的公民
then number two, we place God's kingdom's values above the values of this kingdom.
如果第二点，如果我们是天国的公民的话，我们将神王国的价值观置于地上王国的价值观之上。
You have a set of values that you live by today.
那你给自己设定了一个价值观。
Not all your values reflect God's kingdom's values.
不是我们个人所持的这个价值观都是和神的神国的价值观相符合的。
But a citizen of heaven
但是天国的公民
will more and more conform their life to live under God's kingdom values.
作为天国的公民，那我们都是一步一步的，让我们的价值观，更向着神王国的价值观迈进。
Because when we say we are citizen of God's kingdom,
当我们讲我们是神国的天国的子民的时候
，then we live under the values of the King.
那我们就是神国王的价值观是我们所遵从的。
We love the King.
我们爱我们的神。
Do you, 我们的
君王。
君王。Do you love the king?
你爱君王吗
？Do you love the king?
你爱吗
？No. Do you? Yes or no? That's right.
是不是是
？Then you live for the king.
那我们就为我们这个君王而活。
Then you say, "I'm in your kingdom."
我在你的天国当中，国度当中。
I want to live your way.
我们按照你的心意活。
I don't want to live my way.
我不想按照我自己的心意活。
I want to live your way.
按你的心意活。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 3. 1 verse 13.
哥林多前书一章十三节。哥罗西书 ，sorry， 哥罗西书。
He has delivered us from the domain of darkness.And transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved son.
哥罗西书一章十三节说，他救我们脱离了黑暗的权势，把我们迁入他爱子的国里。
We have been relocated.
那我们被迁出来，迁入到另外一个地方。
You used to live in the kingdom of darkness.
我们以前是生活在黑暗的权势当中。
He has transferred you out of the kingdom of darkness.Into the kingdom of light.
那神把我们从黑暗的权势当中迁出，然后迁入到他爱子的国里。
You are no longer living in the kingdom of darkness.
我们不在黑暗的权势当中生活。
You are a citizen of the kingdom of light.
那我们就在神的国里面生活。
There are only two kingdoms.
只有两个国度。
The kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light.
那一个是黑暗的国度，黑暗的权势；另外一个是光的国度，光。
The kingdom of Satan.
那是撒旦的，黑暗的权势。
Or the kingdom of God.
那是神的国。
There's only two.
只有两个。
You think no, but there's China. There's America. There's Taiwan.
那你说没有没有，那还有美国、中国、台湾。
There's only two kingdoms.
只有两个国度。
You are either one of that, or you are of the other.
那你只能在其中一个，要么在黑暗，要么在光明里。
When you become a citizen of a country,
当你成为一个国家的公民的时候
，you usually receive a certificate, right? Piece of paper like this.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. 通常你都会拿到一个证书，证书上说啊，这个是你的这个证明，你是这个国家的公民。
And on that piece of paper.There is a stamp. It is a seal of that country, right?
Yeah, 在这个证明的这个上面呢，通常有一个盖的章子，就是这个国家的、这个。
For American citizens, that seal is what? It's an eagle.
那对美国公民来说，你的公民证书上就是那个章子，就是、
right?
是那个老鹰。
So you see it. When you see the seal.
那你看到那个印章的时候
，That is the authentication.
那就是说明他的这个是经过权力认证的。
That seal has the authority to say you belong to this kingdom.
那个印章就有权利说明你是属于这个国家的公民。
In the old days, the king would have a signet ring.
那很以前的时候，国王他会有一个特别的戒指。
And on that piece of paper, or they would drip some warm wax on it.
那在非常重要的文件上面，他们在上面会滴一些的蜡油。
And then they would use the king's one and only signet ring.To indicate that seal.
那国王就会用他那个唯一的一枚那个戒指在上面印上那个印记。
That's the proof.
那个就是证明。
That's the authentication.
那就是你这个权力的证明。
That seal is the authority that says you belong to this kingdom.
那那个印记印章就是说明你是有这个。有这个权威在那里，说明你是属于这个国家的公民。
You don't have that seal, doesn't count.
如果你没有那个印记，不算数。
When God transferred you from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light,
当神将你从黑暗的权势中迁出到他爱子的国里
，His word says you have been given a seal.
那神说他已经给了你这个印记。
That's the seal of the Holy Spirit.
那就是圣灵的印记。
That is God Himself.
那就是神他自己。
Living in you.
他活在你的里面。
As the guarantee.
那是一个确据。
That you belong to His kingdom.
那你是属于他的国度的人。
When.You have that seal. Bless you.
当你有那个印记的时候
Do you reflect that seal exists in your life?
你有没有反思一下这个印记有没有反映在你的生命当中
Throughout each day,
通过我们每一天的生活
God Himself, through the Holy Spirit, is trying to lead you.
那神透过圣灵要带领我们。
He's speaking to you.
他在对你讲话。
He's guiding you.
他在指引你。
But the question is, do you say yes?
那问题就在于你有没有回答说我愿意
Or do you say no?
还是说我说不愿意
Do you surrender to the Holy Spirit?
那你有没有顺服圣灵的带领
Do you welcome the Holy Spirit in your life to lead you?
那你有没有欢迎圣灵到你的生命当中来带领你
When you say yes,
当你说我愿意的时候
You will see that step by step he is leading you.
那你就会看见他会带领着你一步一步往前走。
Every decision.
每一个决定。
Every action.
每一个行动。
It always comes back to the king.
都是回到神那里。
We place God's kingdom values over our own.
那我们将神王国的价值观置于我们的价值观之上。
Do you ever ask, O King, what do you value?
那你有没有问过神呐？你到底是看重什么
？O Spirit, I surrender to you.
圣灵呐，我向你顺服。
What would you desire for me?
你对我的心意是什么呢
？O King, how would you want me to treat my spouse?
大君王，你希望我如何对待我的配偶
？How do you want me to treat my children？
你如何愿意让我对待我的孩子
？My coworkers，
我的同事
；My neighbors，
我的邻居
；My friends，
我的朋友
；Oh King， I love you so much. Help me to love the people around me so that they can see that I belong to your kingdom。
大君王啊，求你啊。 让我能够以你的心意来爱我身边的人，让他们看到我是属你天国的子民。
When you belong to the kingdom of God,
当你属于天国的子民的时候，
the whole direction of your life shifts.
那你整个人生命的方向它就有个转变。
As you live according to His Spirit in you,
当你按照圣灵的指引生活的时候，
when the Spirit reveals the truth of God's Word to your life,
那圣灵透过圣灵将神话语的真理告诉你的时候，
Will you say yes?
你愿不愿意说我愿意？
Or do you say no?
还是说我不愿意？
Will you say yes?
你愿不愿意说？
I pray that you will. Because the more you say yes, the more you will experience living in His kingdom.
那我祷告说我们都愿意说我愿意，这样的话
There is so much joy living in His kingdom.
在神国里生活有那么多的喜乐。
I always say people who live with Christ should not live and look like the most pathetic people in society. You shouldn't look like 最You know, oh, 我是最烂的 You know, oh, oh, 我的生活好烂
我是最棒的
不是我是最棒的 right? But you're not saying like, I suck all day.
我们不会讲我们真的生活的是非常的烂
Because when you're experiencing God every day,
当我们日日经历神的时候
You heard it in a testimony last week. It was Ethan's testimony. Sorry to pick on Ethan today.
那我们上个星期我们也听到了 Ethan 弟兄他做的见证。
He said, what did he say? Oh, he said, what does Jesus want me to do?
他说到那主耶稣基督希望我做些什么呢？
Everyone else is cheating.
那每一个人他们都是在考试在作弊。
But he says, I think Jesus would study.
他说主耶稣说如果换作是我的话我会好好的学习。
So I'm going to study.
我也要好好学习。
I'm not going to cheat.
那我不要作弊。
I'm not going to break the laws.
我不要犯罪。
I'm going to work hard.
我要很认真的学习。
And brother, do you feel blessed because of that? Yes, he does. He says, Amen, right?
他觉得他自己真的是蒙福的。
You are blessed in His kingdom.
在神的国度里，你是蒙福的。
Number three, we as citizens of heaven will value the future more than we value over the present and the past.
那作为第三点，作为天国的子民，那我们看重的是未来，而不是现在。
As citizens of God's kingdom, we always want to have a forward perspective.
那我们作为天国的子民，那我们都有一个这个更为长远的这个眼光，未来的眼光。
We always want to look forward and not backwards.
那我们总是希望往前看，而不是往后看。
A few verses earlier in Philippians in chapter 3, Paul says this.
那刚刚在腓立比书三章二十节之前还有一些的经文。
He says,Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect.
那保罗说，这并不是说我已经得着了，或者已经完全了。
Here is the most spiritual man in the New Testament besides Jesus.
那在新约里面，除了主耶稣基督之外，最属灵的就是保罗。
And he says, I have not arrived.
那他还说，我还没有得着。
I have not spiritually matured.To where God desires me to be.
那我还没有达到那个属灵的那个成熟度，是神盼望我所达到的。
He has not fulfilled the purpose for which God has for him to accomplish.
那他还没有达成神定给他的那个目标。
And if Paul feels that way,
那如果连保罗都是这样觉得的
How much more can we be humble enough to say, Oh, I haven't arrived either?Not yet.
那我们该如何谦卑地说我们还离得很远我们还没有达到
He says in verse 14, I press on toward the goal.
那在十四节中，保罗说到：“我向着目标竭力追求。”
I am not there yet.
我还没有到达那个目标。
My life has not completely transformed all the way yet.
那我的生命还没有完全的转变。
But I'm going to press on towards the goal.
但是我要向着目标竭力追求。
Press on means to go forward.
那竭力追求就是往前追寻。
It means to strive.
那就是竭力的往前。
I like the Chinese.
我喜欢这个中文的这个。
The Chinese says, 竭力追啊，追啊，啊 ，What is it?
追求。
追求。
啊，中文是竭力追求。
竭力追求。竭力 means I'm going to do everything I can.
那竭力就是说我要尽我所能。
To 追求 which means to pursue.
那我就是一直要把这个事情达成。
I am going to do everything that I can to pursue the goal that God has for me.
那我就是竭尽所能的要去追求神为我设立的目标。
God has a goal for every one of you.
那神对我们每一个人都有一个他的心意。
Do you have that same attitude?
那我们有没有同样的这个态度呢？
That you can say with everything that I have.I will go after the goal that God has for me.
那我有没有这个心智说我要竭尽我一切的所能要去追求神为我立定的这个心意？
Let me explain this.
让我解释一下。
And make this very clear.
要把这个讲清楚。
Salvation is free.
那救恩是白白的。
It is based on God's grace.
那是神给我们的恩典。
Free, let me clarify. It's freely given to us.
是白白的给我们的。
It was not free.
不是不要钱的，免费的。
Someone had to pay for it.
是有人要付代价的。
Who paid for it?
谁付了代价？
Jesus paid for it.
主耶稣付了代价。
Jesus paid for it on the cross.
那主耶稣在十字架上付了代价。
That's what we're going to remember today.
那是我们今天要记得的。
Salvation is freely given to anyone who has faith.
那救恩是白白给我们每一个人的。
But spiritual growth.
但是属灵的成长，灵命的成长。
To really experience the abundant life that God has for you.
那我们去经历神给我们丰盛的生命。
To really go after the goal he has for you.
那去追寻这个神为我们设立的人生的目标。
It is also based on God's grace.
那也是神的恩典。
But it's not completely free.
那不是完全是白白的。
You will never spiritually grow up.
你永远也不会这个在属灵上有很大的成长。
You will never fully experience God in your life.
你也不会完完全全经历神对你的这个完全的爱。
If you don't pursue it,
如果你不是去竭力追求的话。
Did you hear me?
听到了吗
？Do you need God's grace?
我们需要神的恩典吗
？Yes.
需要。
Is it free?
是白白给的
？No.
不是。
Because you have to make a choice.
因为我们需要做一个决定。
Will I value what God values?
那我是不是看重神所看重的？
Will I love what God loves?
那我是不是爱神所爱的？
Will I be willing to do what God wants me to do?
那我是不是要去做神要我做的事？
It's not to say that spiritual growth is a man-made effort only.
那也不是说属灵的成长就是我们自己自己努力得来的。
But we all know the truth that spiritual life can be resisted.
那我们也知道属灵的成长也不是容易的。
There's too many Christians today that they believe and have faith, genuine faith in God.
那有很多的基督徒他们也是非常的信神。
But they always resist.
那他们也是有一些的抵挡。
They always say no.
那他们总是说 no， 我不愿意。
That's why God says, "Do not quench the Holy Spirit."
那神说不要消灭圣灵的感动。
You need to be full of the Holy Spirit.
你应该要让圣灵充满。
You need to be able to say yes, Holy Spirit.
我们应该要说是的，圣灵，我愿意。
Transform me, Holy Spirit.
圣灵更新我，改变我。
Spirit, bring healing to me.
那圣灵会带给我这个
那就是圣灵带领我 healing， 带领我
医治，
医治
，Yeah。
属灵的医治，圣灵医治我的婚姻。Dude, I'm speaking Chinese. What the heck? Spirit, heal my marriage.
那圣灵是医治我的婚姻。
Spirit, heal my parenting.
圣灵医治我这个教养孩童。
Spirit, heal my family.
那圣灵医治我的家。
Spirit, let me be a light in the darkness.
那圣灵让我在黑暗中做光。
Spirit, help my co-workers to see that I belong to you.
那圣灵也帮助我的同事看到我是属你的人。
I want to choose spiritual growth.
那我愿意去选择在属灵灵命上的成长。
I will choose to spend time with you.Over time on my phone.
那我也是，愿意选择花更多的时间与你在一起，而不是专注在我的手机上。
So how do we do that?
那我们该怎么做呢？
How do we do that?
我们该怎么做？
How do we press on?
那我们应该如何竭力追求？
Paul says in verse 13, forgetting what lies behind and straining towards what is ahead.
那在十三节中，保罗这样说，就是忘记背后，努力前面的事。
Because we have many things that have happened while we were in the kingdom of darkness.
那因为在这个黑暗的权势之下，我们已经有太多的事情发生了。
And it's the habits that we developed, the worldliness that we've developed, a lot of the decision making that we developed, the mistakes that we've made that hinders us from moving forward into the kingdom.
因为在黑暗的权势当中，我们已经形成了太多的坏习惯，做了太多坏的决定。
Paul says, if you ever want to get to tomorrow, you have to forget about yesterday.
那保罗说，如果我们想要往前的话，我们就是必须忘记背后。
Many Christians are crippled by yesterday.
那我们很多的基督徒真的是被昨天所发生的事情就阻挡了。
You see the different things that you failed at.
那我们在很多事情上，我们看到我们真的是失败。
When you've tried to grow and you failed.
我们想要成长，但是我们
却是失败。When you tried to follow God and you failed.
我们想跟从主耶稣还是失败。
Or you look back on yesterday and you're crippled because you're so proud of yourself.
那我们回首看看昨天，我们真的是无法长进，就是因为我们太过骄傲了。
I could get through it.
我可以。
I could get through it.
我可以突破。
I've done it.
我已经做过。
I'm strong.
我非常的强壮。
I could do it.
我可以做。
And that hinders you.
但是它阻挡你。
Paul.Is saying this because he has both as well.
Yeah, 保罗是这样讲，
Paul,
因为他也经历过。
Yeah, because Paul had so many things that he could be proud of what he did.
Yeah, 因为保罗他是一个非常优秀的人，他做了那么多的事情是非常让他值得骄傲的。
But Paul has just as many things that he could be ashamed of.
那其实保罗也有很多事情他是羞于启齿的。
Things that he probably wouldn't even want to be spoke openly.
那可能他也不愿在公开的场合里讲论、谈论这些事情。
The way he arranged for Christians to be murdered.
那他啊，先前谋害过基督徒。
Have you ever arranged for someone to be murdered?
你有没有策划过把一些人给谋杀了？
Oh, I saw someone just nod their head. Yeah. No.
我们没有这样的经历。
Paul did.
但是保罗做过这样的事。
And he did that to Christians.
他把这些事做在基督徒身上。
Men, women, and children.
男人、女人还有孩子。
So he says, if you want to achieve, if I want to press forward, I have to forget about yesterday.
如果我要是啊想努力前面的事，必须要忘记背后的事。
Christians don't keep dwelling on the past.
那我们基督徒不要就是成天沉浸在过去当中。
Christians need to keep looking forward.
那我们基督徒眼光要朝前。
Because we need to have an eternal perspective for life.
因为我们要有永恒的眼光看待我们的生活。
If you're able to look forward,
如果你能往前看，
you're able to see that your life here is so short.
你就可以看到我们在地上的生活是那么的短暂。
You will believe that you are a sojourner.
那你会就会了解到我们其实只是寄居的。
You will realize that you have a very short time to do what God wants you to do here.
那我们才会意识到我们真的是只有很短暂的时间做神要我们做的事。
So you don't have time to keep looking in the past.
我们没有时间总是回头看过去。
It's like driving a car.
就像开车子一样。
There's a little mirror
有一个小镜子
that allows you to look at the past or look what's behind you.
我们就是有道道后镜，我们可以看到后面的样子。
But it's very small.
非常小。
You're supposed to look at it just sometimes.
你就是有时候会看一下。
But if you stare at the rearview mirror while you're driving,
如果你开车的时候一直看光后镜、后视镜，
you will go off course.
那你就从你的这个开的这个路上就偏离了。
You only use the rearview mirror sometimes.
我们只是看这个光后镜，有的时候看。
But what you have in front of you is this front windshield.
那我们看到是前面的是大的车窗。
And as you drive, that's where you look.
那我们开车的时候，我们看的是前面的挡风玻璃，不是看后视。
You press on.
我们一直是往前。
With everything that you have, you look forward.
那我们是竭力追求。
You don't look at your decaying body.
我们不要看我们日渐朽化的身体。
You don't keep dwelling on your sickness.
我们也不是只是沉溺于我们这个疾病。
You don't keep dwelling on all the things that you have failed because God has already forgiven you of those things.
那我们也不要整日沉溺于我们过去做失败的事情，因为神已经把这过去一笔勾销了。
His mercies.
神的恩典，神的怜悯
what? New.
是更新我们
Every morning.
每个清晨更新我们
You don't need to look at the past.
我们不需要往后看
You keep your eyes looking forward.
我们把我们的眼睛放在前面
Don't let the past cripple you from pressing on.
我们不要让我们的过去阻挡我们往前的脚步
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
And we ask that as we have placed our trust in you,
我们把我们的信心放在你的身上。
That you have told us this morning.
你今天早晨对我们所说的话。
Where is our citizenship?
我们是属于哪里的公民？
Are we American?
我们是美国人吗？
Are we Chinese?
我们是中国公民吗？
No, we are citizens of heaven.
不是，我们是天国的公民。
So let everything in our mind be transformed to live as people belonging to the kingdom of God.
神他让我们的心思意念转变，让我们按照天国的公民的标准生活。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.